It may have taken the Supreme Court just an hour to wrap up its discussion of illegal immigration this week, but America's politicians, it seems, cannot get enough of the subject. It will be several months before the court rules on the case in question, which concerns a state law in Arizona, but Democratic leaders in the Senate are already planning a vote to overturn its decision if the law is upheld. That vote would presumably fail, thanks to Republican opposition, but it would allow the Democrats to keep the subject in the news. Democrats are also attacking Mitt Romney, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, for supporting the law. Mr. Romney, meanwhile, has dismissed the whole fuss as an effort to distract Hispanic voters from Mr. Obama's failings as steward of the economy. The outcome of the presidential race, both sides acknowledge, could conceivably hinge on whether it is the state of the economy or laws like Arizona's that stir more indignation among Hispanics. Arizona's bill, passed in 2010, seeks to discourage illegal immigration by making it a crime under state as well as federal law, and by instructing state authorities to be on the lookout for illegal immigrants. Civil liberties groups worry that this will lead to harassment of anyone with brown skin, even though the law expressly prohibits such profiling. There is no easy way for the authorities to judge an individual's immigration status, argue opponents, so many citizens will be subjected to unwarranted checks. That prospect seems to concern several justices during the oral arguments on the law before the Supreme Court. Stephen Breyer, for example, fretted about the possible fate under the law of a jogger carrying only a driver's license from New Mexico, a state that borders Arizona and used to issue licenses to illegal immigrants. But the Solicitor General said he was not challenging the law on the grounds that it would discriminate against Latinos. Instead, he argued that the law preempts the federal government's power to set immigration policy. Its defenders retort that it aims only to help the federal government fulfill its obligations on immigration, and that only an administration that was deliberately neglecting them could find fault with it. The Supreme Court's verdict will determine the fate not just of Arizona's law, but of similar measures in five other states. As successive presidents have promised but failed to tackle the question of America's 10 million-odd illegal immigrants, frustration at the federal government's inertia has grown, especially among conservative voters. Republican-controlled legislatures in several states have attempted to take matters into their own hands. The need for a crackdown on illegal immigration seems to have become an article of faith among Republican primary voters. The presidential bid of Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, came to grief partly because he had signed a law allowing certain undocumented students to pay the same rates as other state residents at public universities. Even as the debate about illegal immigration has become shriller, the phenomenon itself has declined. The recession has helped to stem the flow of job seekers across America's southern border. Despite more vigorous policing, the number of people caught trying to cross has declined markedly. This week, the Pew Hispanic Center, a research institute, released a report arguing that Mexicans, who once accounted for most of the illegal influx, are now leaving the country in greater numbers than they are entering it.